setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. You're having a conversation right now about you, specifically what you were born to do. You know that there is a role that you are supposed to fill in your work. You know that just an average job, or for that matter, a miserable job, that that's not what it's supposed to be. You spend more time at work than you do in any other area of your life, over your life. Why in the world wouldn't you want to do something you're good at, something that you enjoy, and produce results that matter deeply to you? That's the combo: talent, passion, and mission in alignment. You use what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter deeply to you. And we want to help you figure out how to do that. First, you got to get clear. That's stage one. Then you got to get qualified. That's stage two. Then you got to get connected so opportunities will come your way. That's stage three. And then you're going to get an opportunity, or two or three. And you're going to choose one. That's get started, stage four. Then it's all about climbing the ladder. You're going to spend most of your professional time here, moving up, moving up, moving up. That's stage five, get promoted. Eventually, you step into that dream job on top of the mountain. Stage six, get the dream job. But then what? Well, now the view has changed. You're not looking up anymore. You're looking out. You expand the dream. You can repeat the seven stages again. But that seventh stage is to give yourself away. You're not working for income anymore. The income's there. It's about impact. It's about legacy. So those are the seven stages. That's what we do here. Help you figure out where you are on those stages. And then what do you need to do to move to the next stage? You can be who you were born to be. 844-747-2577 is the toll-free number to jump in. We'll change your name and your location if it is a sensitive call. And many of these are. And we're happy to do that, so that you can get breakthrough. 844-747-2577. Okay, I want to talk about the difference between dreaming and doing. I'm all about dreaming. I really am. But I think there's too much dreaming going on and not enough doing. I mean, stage six is get the dream job. I want you to be in the dream job. What defines the dream job? Very simple. You're using what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. That's the dream job. So your dream job is different than my dream job. It's not about status here. We're talking about significance. But there are many of you that are stuck with all the dreaming. You're dreaming, you're dreaming, you're dreaming. I love dreaming. But at some point, you got to wake up and you got to start doing. So I want to just do a fun little breakdown for those of you who realize, oh, I'm doing a little too much dreaming and I need to start doing. I mean, after all, dreaming, 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 well, you're not moving. And the dream becomes a nightmare because it haunts you. Your heart longs for you to do it, yet you're not doing it. So let's talk about dreaming versus doing. Dreaming, you're always sitting with it. You're sitting with that dream. I'm sitting with the dream. I'm sitting with it. I'm sitting with it. I'm sitting with it. Versus doing, I'm sharing it. I'm sharing the dream. I'm sharing the journey. I'm sharing the questions that I have, the needs, the desires. I'm sharing it with people that can help me, whether it be through encouragement or equipping me. Dreaming is worrying about it. Oh, I'm so worried. What if I do it? It's the dream. But if I do this, this could happen, and then this could happen, and this could happen. And, Doing is wondering about it. Ooh, I wonder how great this will actually be. Instead of worrying about it, I'm wondering about it. It's a sense of wonder. I wonder how it's going to feel when I finally cross the finish line. And then third, dreaming is just thinking about it all the time. Thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. It's running around in your head like a NASCAR at Talladega. Just all the time, thinking about it, driving yourself nuts. Doing is trying it. Instead of thinking about it, why don't you try it? See, the dreamers are always thinking about it. The doers, They're trying it. So is that you today? You doing too much dreaming? Do you need to move from dreaming to doing? If you find yourself sitting with it all the time, worrying about it, thinking about it, it's time to do it. If you're sharing it, if you're wondering about it, what it's going to be like and how great it's going to be, what that finish line looks like and on the other side of the finish line, and if you're just out there trying it, you're getting busy, you're doing it, keep on doing it. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to San Francisco, California, where Emily joins us. Emily, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Ken. Great to be on your show.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you. What are we talking about today?
So my question is quick. I'm thinking about quitting my current job and switch career. I can give you a little background. So I have been in the accounting industry for about 10 years. I had a pretty successful career so far.
Which industry?
Accounting industry.
Oh, accounting. Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
Right. So I just got a promotion. The pay is great. However, it's a very stressful job, and we always have long hours, and I just feel like I'm really burnt out.
Yeah.
And I just want to quit my career and go into the tech industry and become a software engineer.
Nice. Okay. I like it. Sounds like you've done your homework. Do you know how you're going to get there? How long it's going to take to get qualified? Because you're clear. That's stage one. So stage two is get qualified. Are you qualified or do you have to still get qualified?
I still have to get qualified. I have been studying part-time, self-studying. For the past few months, I really like it. And right. I think actually get a job will probably take me about 6 months minimum to full-time study it.
Yeah. Have you spent time with some people that are doing this kind of work?
Yes, I have.
And you've shadowed them or you've talked to them enough to know that your heart will be alive. This is passion. This is the type of work you love, and it's going to produce a result that matters deeply to you. Have you figured that out?
I can't say 100% because I feel like learning and talking to other people, it's always going to be a little different when it comes to the actual.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I would tell you. You kind of called and said, hey, is this a good idea? I think it is because I think you're burned out. I don't think there's any passion for accounting. It sounds to me like it's a talent-only profession for you. You're good at it, but I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of passion and mission. Passion, you love it. Mission, producing results that fire you up. Am I right?
That's exactly right. I do feel like I've done a good job so far.
Of course you have. So here's the deal. If you, first of all, I know you've got the talent to do the tech work. So the question is if you look at the type of work that makes up, you know, 75% of your day, if you love that kind of work, passion, and it produces a result that matters deeply to you, mission, which I think for you, it's probably some level of efficiency or solution, maybe even creation. Does that sound about right?
That's right.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a very good idea. So I would tell you, yes, yes, yes. Keep doing your homework. Learn as much as you can so that you put yourself in the right place. But yeah, move forward on this. Do work you love that produces results that matter to you. You're awesome. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you discover and do what you were born to do. Do it at a high level. We're all about those fat paychecks and really big purpose, right? That's why we wrote the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. By the way, you can pre-order it. Incredible incentives. Multiple bundles. KenColeman.com. Comes out November the 9th. It is a great gift for your friend or family member that feels a little bit stuck or burned out or feeling like it's time to make a change, time to make a pivot. From Paycheck to Purpose, get it at KenColeman.com. Comes out November the 9th. Let me also tell you that we've got a lot of you right now that are in the job application process, and it's frustrating. It feels like a lot of these resumes and submissions are going to the black hole. That's why my friends at ZipRecruiter can help. They're the number one rated job site in the U.S., and they're going to connect you to your next great opportunity, and they don't keep you in the dark. Anytime your application is viewed or given a thumbs up or your contact info is revealed to the company so they can reach out to you directly, you get a status update email so you know where you stand. It's easy and it's free. Let me say that again. It is free. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, to the phones we go. Houston, Texas. Abby joins us there. Abby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Abby, I'm living the dream. What's up?
So I have a question. Well, I'm a bit in a predicament here.
Okay.
I have my annual yearly review tomorrow, and I know you flat out say, do not say I need a raise. Mm-hmm. Go in requesting doing a growth plan. Mm-hmm. However, I kind of feel like I can't do that. A little bit of a background story. I was hired on, but this company fired me 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they called me back.
Okay.
They missed me.
Yeah, right.
And that felt great, but they did hire me on at a pay raise, and I've been dropping hints for the last 3-4 months. I'm like, is there anything else you want to give me? I'll be happy to help in any other way. I used to do more, had more responsibilities before, mm-hmm. and they were like, no, you're doing great. There's nothing else. And I'm just kind of like, well, how can I grow or how can I even request a pay raise in a sense if you're not giving me more work?
So do you feel like they've got you capped out in this current position?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And are there any other positions in the company that you're aware of that you got your eye on and you go, I think I would enjoy that?
No. And
so it sounds like, yeah, go ahead. Because I think this next statement you're about to make is going to tell me what I need to tell you. Go ahead.
So I don't love the work. I love the people. Mm-hmm. I love the company. It really hurt me when things went down the way they did, but mm-hmm. I didn't blame them because I was at fault.
Okay.
However, I just started actively listening to both you and Christy, and I know I'm not doing what I love to do.
Good.
But I have a game plan.
Good.
I'm working on it.
Good.
But it's not in the industry at all, and I am completely in debt because I went following this.
Okay.
So following the norm, you could say, and now I'm just kind of like, I don't want to search for another job that I know I'll hate.
Okay.
Just because it pays more.
Got it. Well, that's your prerogative. To me, if I'm in a day job that I would ordinarily hate, but the job was allowing me to get out of debt so that I could then get qualified to do the thing that I know I want to do, then I would adjust my attitude. I'm not trying to tell you to do that. So you have two options in my mind. What's that?
I was in a job I absolutely hated. It was toxic.
I get it. So I don't want you to be in a toxic environment. What I'm saying is you have two options right now. You stay where you are, okay, until you get out of debt and you need more money, so you work a second job. So you stay where you are, where you like the people, and they've given you a second chance, and they give you a second chance at a pay raise. So wonderful. So if it's more income, how do we make more income? If you can't make more income where you are, then you need to add a second job or a weekend job or Uber at night or whatever. That's one option. The second option is
going down.
The second option is you go look for something else out there that you don't have to hate and doesn't have to be toxic, but it is just another day job where you are making significantly more money if you feel you're qualified to do that. That's just where you sit right now, because getting out of debt faster is going to allow you to get qualified to do the thing that you want to do, correct? The work you love.
Correct.
Okay, then. So it's a mindset issue. It's a hustle issue.
Okay.
It's not forever. But you have to ask yourself, what am I willing to do to speed my timeline up?
Yeah. And I guess it's frustrating because I do want to.
Of course it is.
I do want to do more work. I love the company. I want to help out in any way I can, but I.
Yeah, but here's the thing. All that's great, but you need more money, because more money means you get out of debt faster, right? What's your payoff time right now? If everything stays the same, when do you anticipate being out of debt?
Oh, about 2024.
Okay, how much debt do you have right now?
About $113,000.
What does that consist of?
Student loans, the majority. Okay. Credit card debt and the car loan.
Okay, how much is the car worth?
The car is worth, I checked it this morning, $19,000, but I have $9,000 left.
Oh, okay. Normally, I would say I'm always looking to knock a big chunk out by selling a car. But you've only got $9,000 left, and you're going to need a car. I wouldn't sell it in this case, because you're going to have a really good car, and you're going to knock that out. I think it's just hustle, hustle, hustle. And I think it's make more money, better money. All these little side hustles, maybe you look at those and go, what if I cut down on one or two of those, but I made more in another gig? I just think that's your focus right now. And then you go get qualified. 2024 will be here before you know it. I mean, 2022 is knocking on the door right now. I don't want you to be discouraged, but I do understand why you are and why you're impatient. But guess what? That's part of the deal. But you will get there. And think about how sweet it's going to be when you get there debt-free and you do what you know you were born to do. You got this, Abby. Don't you dare quit. You got two options. But I would try to go make more money somewhere else, or some better side jobs or whatever. I'd be looking for the best opportunity right now to make as much money as possible. See, that's a different goal. We know what the dream is. We know how to get there. So it's how can we accelerate this have to so we can get to the want to, you know? And then let me also just, you know, I'm going to park it right here for a second, because I want to remind, we have so many people that are coming in and out of the show, and I want to remind you who you're listening to for a second. I was 33 when I really got clear that it was going to be a shift from politics to broadcasting. Problem is, I didn't have any training, no degree in it, very little connections that I knew of at the time, and zero experience. I also had some student loan debt, a wife, and three kids. And it took me 7 years for a really good break. Three more years of paying my dues within that opportunity to step into the dream job. So understand that your journey may not take 10 years. I'm not suggesting that it will. What I am saying is, I know what it feels like when you see this mountaintop, you see this desired future, and it is shiny and the music is there and it's lovely. And you want it so bad you can taste it, but you go, I can't have it. And it's so frustrating. And I would remind you that in those moments that you feel frustrated and desperate and down, think of that desired future and ask yourself, is it worth it to stay with it to get there? And what will it feel like if you never get there because you just quit on the hardness of the journey? It's called perspective. It's called perspective. You got to get it. I mean, you got an alternative. Either I struggle, I sacrifice, and I get there, or I shut down the struggle. I shut down the sacrifice, but in return, I never get to the destination. I never experience that desired future. To me, that's as simple as it gets. Those two alternatives. And then keep going. Don't you dare quit. It's always worth it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Helping you move from just collecting a paycheck to experiencing purpose in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show, bringing purpose to talk radio. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. That's 844-747-2577. The website for a ton of free resources, as well as our store, kencoleman.com. Would love to have you follow us on Facebook. Just search The Ken Coleman Show. Connect with me directly. People say, Ken, are you answering your DMs? Most of the time. But don't send me a super detailed question, because you will get a response on Instagram at Ken Coleman, by the way. Hey, call the show. I send that all the time. Alex, I've got a little cut and paste, you know, in my notes on my phone. I can help. Call me on the show. I can help. Call me on the show. I mean, look, folks, this world I'm in, this personal development and purpose and, you know, all the stuff, you know, whatever. Very few people in my line of work have a toll-free number, and I'm sitting here waiting for you to call. Now, I know, you know, I was on the Ramsey Show the other day co-hosting. Somebody got through and said, oh, it's almost as hard to get in on this as it is your show. I was like, wow, well, that's good. But Amanda standing by, leave a voicemail, email ask@kencoleman.com. She'll get you on. But don't gripe, because it's free. And we're going to help you. And by the way, if you don't think I help you, well, it's free. I mean, how mad could you be? One of the things we love to do is keep you folks up to speed on data, policy, trends, and all kinds of things. And we like to call it In the News. So this is interesting. I follow this website, Study Finds. They've got all kinds of studies. I'm a study junkie. I just love data and studies. I just do. You know, it's interesting enough that for a guy who loves studies and data, you know, I've never been polled one time. 47 years of age, I've never gotten a political poll or this kind of stuff, scientific poll. I've just never been polled, which is really interesting, because if I got that phone call, I'd be the guy that if they said, hey, Mr. Coleman, could we have about 10 minutes or so? I'd be like, well, what do you want to know? Oh, this is a poll? This is data? Yeah. Hold on one second. I love that stuff. So here we go. Having a sense of purpose linked to better memory. This is really interesting. So I want to break this down, because this is not just some novel thing I'm sharing with you. 800 people took part in this research, and this was done by Florida State University. And so what they did was they focused on memories related to COVID-19. So what they did is they say, we want to poll people about their experience with COVID. And because it was a pretty shocking, obviously uprooting type situation. And here's what they found. So they took part, they asked them about their life and what they remembered from the COVID, kind of the pandemic period. And so here's what they found. People with a greater sense of purpose performed better on objective memory tests, like remembering a list of words. But it goes deeper than this. Participants with a sense of purpose in their life told the researchers that their memories were more accessible, coherent, and vivid than other participants who reported not having much personal purpose. People with more purpose also shared more sensory details, recalled their memories in the first person, and generally reported more positive feelings when asked to recall something. So there's two pieces here. One is a list of words. That's just your straight up memory. But the other is not so much the memory, but the vivid detail in the total recall. So not just a remembering memorization, but also the sensory details. stronger episodic memory, memory vividness. And so the co-author of the study, Antonio Tarasciano, said memories help people sustain their well-being, social connections, and cognitive health. This research gives us more insight into the connections between a sense of purpose and the richness of personal memories. So I'm going to tell you what my take is on this and why I share this. When you're living on purpose, you know your purpose, you're going to have better experiences in your day-to-day life. So it's like they kind of came at it this way, but it's like, well, of course this is the reality. Because when I enjoy my work, watch this, I love what I do, and I care deeply about the results. This is passion and mission. Guess what? I'm going to remember more of the day, and it's going to there's going to be more to remember as opposed to the other. If I'm in a job that I don't love and it doesn't have any connection to me through my results, the values of my life versus the results of the work, I don't want to think about the day. It's like I leave, you know, how did the day go? Oh, it's all right. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing to remember. There's nothing to, as opposed to you go home, it was a great day. You go, oh, this happened, this happened, this happened. And so the sensory details is what I found to be the most fascinating of the study. Of course, the sensory details were more vivid because there was something worth reliving. And folks, this has a huge impact on our lives. So the studies show, and that's what I've been saying. You get to the end of your life, and when you've lived on purpose, you reminisce, not regret, because there's something worth talking about, something worth thinking about, memory. It's worth remembering. And you flip that around. If you've ever been in a miserable season of your life, you can probably hardly recall anything other than how miserable it was or a miserable person who made you miserable. Outside of that, there's not much worth recollecting on. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Johnny now in Russell, New York. Johnny, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello. Oh, my God, Ken. I can't believe I'm on with you.
Oh, well, I tell you what. It's not that great, but we're going to help you, right? How can I help today?
Okay. Excuse my voice. I shot it at Super Dirt Week.
Uh-oh.
It might make you and Papa Dave proud that I cash flowed my vacation. I took a 1 week unpaid vacation.
Good for you, man.
My bosses were in the stands, and their jaws literally dropped when I said I took a full week off unpaid.
I'll bet.
That's related, though. I work five jobs, three W-2s, two 1099s. I do the gig work. I won't say names, but you can take a wild guess. The biggest delivery app and the biggest grocery app.
Okay,
you can take a guess who they are.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I work for a major car dealership. And if it weren't for him, racing might not be a thing in the North Country.
Oh, I got you.
Besides maybe one track, two tracks might not be there no more.
Why so many? I've only got about 2 minutes before we get a break, so I may hold you over. So let me just ask you this. Why are you working so many jobs?
Well, I listen to you and Ramsey a lot, and yeah. you got to knock down that debt.
It's about debt. Okay, got it.
Set yourself up for the future.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure where to go in my career. That's why I called.
Gotcha. How much debt do you have left?
$19,000. Sorry.
That's amazing. At this rate, you're going to knock it out when?
I'm projecting two and a half years.
That's amazing. Okay. So you're calling me going, all right, I'm knocking this debt out. Obviously, you're a hard worker. But you want my help helping you either determine whether or not what you're dreaming about is legit or coming up with ideas. Don't tell me a guy like you who works as hard as you do has no idea about what you would really love to do.
Oh, I do. Trust me, I do.
Tell me what is it.
I don't know where to go.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. This will be a great tease. We got about 45 seconds. I'm going to hold you over. We're going to figure out the path to get there. But tell everybody, what is that dream job? What do you want to do?
My why is I love helping people, I love cars, and I love racing. I have passion for all three things. That's why I do what I do. I want to know where to move on from there to excel in my career
people,
and be successful.
People, cars, and racing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir.
All right, so here's the deal. We're going to go to commercial break. I'm going to hold you over if you're willing to stay on hold. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen. When we come back, we're going to dive into a role in racing around cars that you would absolutely love to try. Think about it. When we come back, we'll talk about that, and then we'll unpack it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Before we went to our last commercial break, we had taken a call from Johnny in Russell, New York. Johnny is a hustler. I mean, the guy's working five jobs, 90 hours a week. He's busting it to knock out some debt. He's really, really close to knocking it out. And he's going, oh, man, once I get through this debt and paying this stuff off, I want to go after what I love. I said, what do you love? Guy like you who's busting as hard as you're busting, you got ideas, you dream, you wonder. He said, man, I tell you what, I love helping people. I love cars and I love racing. So I challenged him. I said, all right, just for fun, when we come back, you got a few minutes. Most callers don't get that bonus time to think. I said, if there was a gig where you were involved with people racing in cars, what's an idea that comes to mind? And we're going to see where he goes, because what we've got to do, folks, is we got to help him see gigs that he could do, that he would love to do, that would be in a sweet spot. And then now we come up with a plan to get there. So let's bring him back. All right, Johnny, you had some time to think. Give me an idea or two. You know the racing world. You know cars. Talk to me. What would be a great gig for you?
So it's not my strong suit, but I'm very passionate. I met a young man who's a he's a big fan of my favorite racer, Tim Fuller, and he does journalism and photography. And then the other side is I'd like to work in the racing world because I have so much knowledge about it and maybe give a little direction. I've always been a strong leader, I believe. I've always excelled at giving direction, even when I am not the quote-unquote official leader. I don't have a job title. In my daily job, I'm expected to train the person underneath me, and I help, you know, in one of my other W-2s that does the same work, I'm expected to help the other guys who don't know as much. So I would like to either work in the dirt car, the NASCAR, or some kind of racing field world where I could put those talents to use.
There we go.
And I don't know what to do.
Well, you do. You're just, you're too busy spinning around in your head, not to mention you're just too busy. I mean, goodness gracious, you're working so hard. I'm just so proud of you. But what you've got to do is just look for the clues. And the clues are in the talent. The clues are in the passion, the kind of work that you love to do. And the clues are in the mission, the results that matter deeply to you. So you mentioned talents. What are your top talents? What would you say you really do better than anything else? Give me two or three.
I'm good at detailing cars, looking over cars, knowing what cars want. In the racing world, I can spot what the cars are doing and explain it really well. I've always wanted to take a stab at announcing, but I've never, you know, heard the opportunity, but given the opportunity. Even
well, we'll
I
get there.
Ask.
That's okay, but that's a big, big high mountain, which I'm not saying you can't scale it. What I'm saying is let's stay focused on talent. So here's what I heard. I heard you're really talented at inspection. That's one of the 12 universal talents in my Get Clear career assessment. Inspection. That means you really love taking that talent of inspection and you love analyzing. Right? I mean, you analyze, you know what the car needs, you can look at it, hear it, tinker with it. And so that's the talent of inspection, and the passion would be analyzing, right? That's just one. You also told me that you're pretty good at leading. That tells me that you've got the talent of connection. That's another one of them. You've got the talent of communication. Is that true or false?
Yes, it ties into my love of helping people.
There it is. And you love teaching. I'm going to say, and I don't mean classroom teaching. I just mean instructing would be a synonym. Does that make sense? You enjoy that work too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do.
It doesn't pay great, but I love it.
Now, but again, you're too busy thinking again. I want you to be feeling this deal. So leading is another type of work you love to do. Okay. And so if I look at the six missional results, achievement, creation, efficiency, influence, service, and solution, my guess is you care a lot about influence and service. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I bet you also score pretty well on solution, that fixer, that kind of thing. So here's the deal. You start looking at the racing industry, you go, what kind of work would I love to do? Well, I want to be a part of a team because of the people quotient.
I am.
All right, and then you want to move up and probably lead a team. I know, but we're talking about a paycheck, Johnny. All right? And so we got to start going, okay, what are all the different roles where I can get in and use my talent, right? So if I start working on cars and I'm a part of a team, and eventually I might get into a situation where I show them I can lead a team of people that are working on cars. So there's the mechanical side, right? There's the operational side. You know, mechanical operational. I'm going to say that's an area for you to be looking. Hey, I could get in if I've got the talent to turn a wrench and do all that. Can I get in and do that?
I do not have that talent.
Okay, well, then
I do not have that talent.
All right, so you've got the talent of what? You've got the talent of managing people, leading people, right? Mm-hmm. And so you've got to figure out which way am I going. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang on the line. I'm going to give you the link. A link, rather, and a password for free to take my Get Clear career assessment. And I just want you to take the assessment because it's going to fill out your purpose statement. And I think it's going to fill in the things we just talked about. But I want you to have it so that you can then go, wait a second, how do I take this purpose statement and turn it into an actual job? And the answer is by looking at the jobs that are in the racing industry or the car industry. And you begin to match up the positions, the job descriptions with your purpose statement. You can do that, can't you? The answer is yes, you can. But you're too busy overanalyzing, overthinking everything, as opposed to going, where can I use what I do best to do work I love to produce results that matter to me in the industry, car industry or racing industry? And again, it may take a little bit longer in one industry or the other, but there's multiple industries where you can do this work. I think for you, you're going to have a heavy level of people involvement, maybe some process stuff and some leadership and leading and serving people that way. And I think if you can do that in the car industry or the racing industry, that's going to be a great fit for you. But you've got to be able to see what it is that you want to do and then how do I get there? You begin to back out of it. So here's the process, folks, not just for Johnny, but for you. When you take the Get Clear career assessment, we give you a report. You're going to see, okay, this is what I do really well. This is the work I love to do, and these are the results I want to create. Talent, passion, mission. But when you fill in that purpose statement, all of a sudden you see how much freedom you have. It's not one job. It's not one career. It's not even one dream job. What it is an area, a role. An area, a sweet spot, a role that you go, if I'm filling this role, if I'm doing this, oh man, I'm really good at it. I really love it. And I see a deep connection from the results that I'm creating to my personal values. That's talent, passion, and mission. And then for the first time in your life, you begin to see that there could be multiple mountaintops to climb. Because there are. And now all of a sudden with that purpose statement, you begin to look, well, let me look within just the automotive industry. Then there's the racing industry. And you go, okay, those are two major industries. We're using Johnny's example for a moment. And you go, okay, if he really wants to lead people and be more on the leadership people side of things, then you go, where are the people leadership jobs within the car or the automotive industry and then the racing industry? So you begin to look at that. And again, job descriptions is what the job description is. Let's match it up to my purpose statement. Does this job, watch folks, read the description. Does this look like it allows me to use what I do best, talent? Does this look like it allows me to do work that I really love, passion? Does this look like it's going to allow me to produce results that matter deeply to me, mission? Oh, okay. So we still got to look. We're still getting calls, people taking the assessment. Hey, Ken, I need ideas. Great. I'm happy to be your guy. That's why I did the assessment. But we're going to start looking, and we begin to look and look and look, and we look at the descriptions, and we look at the clues. The ultimate filter, which is our purpose statement. And when we look at that, we go, okay, all right. Now, we're clear. This is a right fit for me. This is a sweet spot gig. I'm on purpose if I'm doing this work. Now, how do I get qualified for it? As I'm getting qualified, how do I get connected? And then that's going to allow me the opportunities to get started. The whole process is in my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. That's why I wrote it. Taking the assessment and then using the book is the way to get where you were born to be. Hey, my time's almost up. You matter. You do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Until next time, press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.